listener production.
Another day, another flat performance for the Aussie market.
And find out how investors reacted to today's economic growth numbers.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Wednesday the 6th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Good afternoon, Laura. It is another relatively flat performance, and we've had a lot of these actually over the past couple of weeks.
I'm really sick of saying that the market is flat, honestly. So if we look back over the past 2.5 weeks or so, for 8 of the past 13 sessions, we've been largely unchanged. What's going on?
Yeah, I think markets are just nervous around these record highs. We've hit a number of them, of course, over the past fortnight or so, but it could have been worse today. We're heading into the close with the ASX 200 up by around 0.1%. Last night in the US, we had some heavy declines of around 1%. We had some economic growth data, which we can talk about in a second, but you know, it was largely lackluster and our market wasn't hit too hard. We had markets on edge perhaps as well ahead of a couple of semi-annual speeches by the Fed Chair Jerome Powell and some important data out of the United States at the end of the week as well on jobs.
Exactly. So as Tom would say, I think the markets are on tenterhooks at the moment. You know, from today onwards is where the really chunky stuff is sort of happening. And markets tend to get a little bit cautious ahead of these sort of big things happening. And that's sort of what we've been seeing. And of course, the past couple of weeks as well was a result of a very mixed reporting season. So largely flat. But the good news is we are in positive territory, as Stevie mentioned. So we weren't earlier in the session.
And also, I'll just point out that the ASX 200 since the start of this year, a bit of a good news story, is still up.
Still up.
You know, close to 2%. So wait and see what happens. But of course, everyone is focused on inflation and rates, and that's going to be one of the driving forces of markets later on this year too.
And even though we have been flat, we've still been hitting record highs, right? So the last record that we hit was just on Monday. So we haven't been up very much, but it's been enough. It's because we have been at these sort of higher levels where markets do seem to get a little bit cautious and scared to go even higher. But it was 3 records, 3 days in a row just recently. So I think it was Thursday, Friday and Monday. So pretty good.
And look, we had updates today on economic growth, as you pointed out. The Aussie market did dip a little after the release, but was pretty quick to recover all of those declines. The economy grew by a very weak 0.2% over the December quarter to be up 1.5% on a year ago. So pretty much as expected. Household spending inched higher, but was, you know, has weakened significantly if you look at it per capita over the past 12 months, you know, considering there's been a bit of population growth around. So Australians are still pretty cautious to go out there and spend, especially on discretionary items, those nice-to-haves rather than the must-haves. Residential construction fell sharply as well. But I think the bottom line is that it's not a surprising outcome. Nothing really to see here, nothing really that's going to change the RBA's mind as far as what will happen to rates potentially. So at the moment, CBA's call is still 3 rate hikes towards the end of this year.
Yeah, certainly nothing to raise the eyebrows of the Reserve Bank, which of course they're going to meet in just a few weeks' time. Remember, they did change their structure starting from this year, so they'll meet only 8 times. Otherwise, we would have actually had the meeting yesterday, but that's no longer going to happen. So they'll meet in just a few weeks' time where they're, you know, largely expected to leave rates on hold. And as Stevie mentioned, that cut is expected to potentially come at around September. Looking across the sectors today, it's quite a mixed bag. We're seeing tech stocks under the most pressure. That's, of course, following declines of the big tech giants over in the US. But the financial sector is quite a support, with most of the major banks up between 0.5% and 1%. Property stocks also doing well. But one thing that I did want to mention was gold. So overnight, gold did hit a record high, but that didn't translate to our gold stocks today. So the gold subsector is down by roughly 0.5% in afternoon trade. But remember, on Monday and Tuesday combined, gold stocks were up by over 8% as a group. So it seems they just couldn't quite hold on to that momentum even after the price of gold did hit that record high last night.
So very strong gains across the gold sector recently. So Newmont, one of the biggest player, the one that bought Newcrest not too long ago, 11% higher just this month. Elsewhere, there are plenty of ex-dividend stocks, which is a little bit of a weight on the market. Tomorrow will be much busier. We'll get to that later. But Treasury Wine Estates, Super Retail Group, Shaver Group, Smart Group, SkyCity, Reliance, QBE, Northern Star, these are all companies that went ex-dividend today. So that's the cutoff for who's going to get paid the next dividend. And it's quite normal to see most of those share prices fall, especially those that pay out larger dividends to shareholders.
financial software company Iress was one of the biggest losers today, and that was after responding to an inquiry from the ASX. So there's a bit of a story here. There's been rumours that a company has put an offer on the table to buy Iress, and this has been seen in some articles, and it seems investors may have caught a whiff of those rumours. So yesterday afternoon, Iress shares jumped 12.5%, but there was no official news. Potentially, they were just seeing those articles. And it didn't take long before its shares were put on pause by the ASX asking, what's going on with your share price? So Iress responded a few hours later, which was after the market shut yesterday, saying they aren't in any discussions with any companies and haven't received any potential offers. So that's why Iress shares have been falling today after that big jump yesterday.
One of the main reasons why the market is still in positive territory just are the big four banks, which are all higher at the moment. If it wasn't for them, their market would definitely be down today. But we heard from ANZ, which is up around 0.75%, after basically saying it agreed to sell a 16.5% stake in AmBank in Malaysia, which reduces its holding in the Southeast Asian bank to 5.2%. And that reduces its exposure to a non-core business, so those businesses that are outside of the country. So no surprises here. I guess that it's continuing with that strategic move. And we're going to have to wait a couple of months until it releases its profit results on the 7th of May. So we'll see what it does there as far as, you know, how it shares those earnings.
Setire, that's the luxury online retailer. They were pretty hard to miss today. Its shares were down 26% at one point, and that was before recovering a little in afternoon trade. So they're currently down around 14%. And this all stemmed, again, from an article that said Setire charged customers for duty tax, but that was never paid to customs. And instead, Setire actually pocketed the money, potentially the reason why their profits have been doing so well. But Setire did come out with a detailed announcement denying the claims and explaining the facts of the situation, and that's why we saw its share price starting to recover over the afternoon.
The company hard to miss today was Magellan, the investment manager. It's up 8.5%. Now, it, on a monthly basis, tells investors how much money it's investing on their behalf. So at the end of Feb, had about $37.2 billion that it's investing on behalf of investors. That's a touch higher than a month earlier. So one bit of positive news in what has been a very difficult run for a long time for Magellan. It's managing 30% less money than a year ago, about a third of the cash it was investing for customers just a few years ago as well. And a couple of weeks ago, there was relatively positive response to news of a new hire of a chief executive too.
Shares of tech company Dicker Data have been falling on the back of news that its CEO has sold a chunk of its holdings, around $200 million worth, which was over 18 million shares, and he sold them about 10% lower than where they were trading. So the sale was a result of the CEO's recent divorce settlement, and that was the reason we saw Dicker Data tumbling today, the biggest decline since August 2021, down 10%.
Let's look forward tonight. We've got an interest rate decision in Canada, where rates are likely to stay on hold at 5%. Over in the US, we've got the Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Two-day testimony before Congress that is kicking off. This is semi-annual, so it doesn't happen very often. We also get some figures on private sector jobs growth in America, job openings, crude oil inventories data, which can move oil prices around, and also the potential reaction to Super Tuesday held in the US. So that's, you know, where they have 15 states holding primaries to decide who the presidential candidates or nominees will be for the election later this year. So it looks like it's going to be Donald Trump against Biden. But, you know, if we get a Trump win later this year, something that could keep markets a bit volatile.
There's a lot jam-packed into tonight, isn't there? But if we look over to tomorrow, lots more stocks trading ex-dividend. Tomorrow is the biggest day of the week. In fact, BHP, the biggest stock on our market. We also have South32, Woodside, Rio, and a handful of others all trading ex-dividend. A few pieces of economic data being released as well, but nothing that would receive quite as much attention as today's GDP figures.
Absolutely. Some Chinese trade data will be important. I think that wraps it up. Have a good evening, everyone. You too, Laura.
Ciao.
This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.